It's a dark and still Saturday night near the West Australian town of Boyup Brook. I'm in a ute being driven by local sheep farmer Marcus Gifford. Like many in the region, Marcus has been having a bit of trouble with foxes, and that's where Ryan and Dane come in.
Got him.
G'day there, I'm Anthony Pansier. The trio are taking part in an annual feral pest cull, which pairs sporting shooters and farmers with one common goal between them. Knock off as many feral animals over two nights as possible.
At the end of the day, this is about the best and most precise way we've got to control foxes on our farm, so that's what we do. Lambing time is obviously the most critical, particularly for twin lambing, and you certainly notice the vulnerability of the twin lambs. A ewe can quite often protect one lamb, but when she has two, it's tough going.
While it's impossible to pinpoint the exact number of foxes in the area, Marcus says it only takes one to create a headache.
If you get a bad fox, he could quite easily cost you 10 or 12 lambs in a night. If you got a rush of blood, and I don't believe that they're all like that for a minute, but there are certain individuals that will do that. It'll just kill lambs for fun. Others will just take one for food. I've caught them doing that. But if they kill, you know, more than several in a night, well, that's pretty much a week's wage is gone from one fox in a night. So a lamb will grow to an animal within 12 months that's worth a ballpark figure of $100. So you can do the maths on that.
All right, let's talk about the actual process of what we're doing here tonight. So on the back, we've got two guys with guns ready to go. How does it actually work from the driver's point of view? What are you doing, and what's the relationship between you and the guys in the back there?
Yeah, obviously you want guys there that are experienced and obviously well-versed in not only firearm safety but the integration of firearms and vehicles. So, I mean, we're only going around in sort of first and second gear, so we're keeping things as safe as possible. Yeah, usually communication is kept a bit of a wave of a light or a tap on the roof. So once you've been doing this for a little while together, you soon have that communication, so that works out fine. The important thing is to ID the animal first as a fox and make sure the shooting zone is safe and you've got a good backstop and you know where your projectile's going to end up. So at the end of the day, no fox is worth damage to either other livestock or property, so it's usually not too hard to determine if the fox is in a safe zone to shoot.
It doesn't take long for the spotlight to pick up another set of telltale eyes off in the distance. Marcus kills the motor and allows the still night air to settle before enticing the fox closer with a little homemade device called a tenterfield whistle. A gadget designed to mimic the cry of a rabbit in distress. The trio lie in wait before Marcus inches the ute forward. Sporting shooters Ryan and Dane enjoy the annual feral animal cull around Boyup Brook. It gives them a chance to use their skills with a rifle while helping out the farming community. So you come down from Perth, I mean, it must be a good getaway on top of everything else.
Yeah, that's great. Everything kind of slows down a notch when you get out of the city limits.
And the satisfaction you get out of the sport of shooting?
Yeah, well, the sport in general gives its own rewards of the time you put into it and the skill you gain from marksmanship and all the rest that goes with it.
And the importance of this, do you think, for local farmers?
Yeah, that's the main thing. You can't put a value on the importance. Shooting is a very, very effective way of controlling foxes, and obviously if you've got the skill and you're responsible with your firearms, it's extremely effective, and you can put your skill to use helping out the local farmers.
Do you think it is putting a bit of a dent in the population?
Oh, definitely, for sure. I mean, look how many shooters are here, for instance. You've probably got 50 people just on this property, and then still others around. So definitely helps, man.
And so it goes on throughout the night and into the break of day. The trio gather half a dozen foxes and a couple rabbits, which are added to the staggering tally of 701 foxes, 77 cats, 186 rabbits and 5 pigs, put together by the other teams in various paddocks around the region. Despite the impressive haul, Marcus is of the view that there's plenty more where they came from.
I've found that once you've removed foxes from the property, it's only a week to 10 days before the territory is found to be vacant by foxes from outside, and they'll move in. So that side of things is a bit frustrating, a little bit daunting. It's good for the guys that perhaps aren't farming and enjoy helping out by controlling the foxes, but from a farmer's point of view, it's almost like a never-ending supply of foxes moving in, unfortunately. But yeah, we just keep on chipping away and do our best.